you tell that Garabandal has been the topic of recent times. You see this in a lot of channels, and it makes you think a lot. We've been seeing it from the John Henry Weston channel and LifeSite. We've been seeing it with Dr. Taylor Marshall, and we've been seeing it with Queen of Peace Media. They've all been focusing on Garabandal. And the other day I was watching these videos, and it gave me so much anxiety because it left me with the question, now what? Now that we have heard about this and talk about this and all these things after the death of Pope Benedict and all these things and Pope Francis going to Russia, what are we going to do? And a lot of times they don't give us that answer. And I was having this discussion with someone today. So here are some things for you to prepare. First thing is you can't. We are not in control. We cannot really, really, really prepare and be in control because that's what a lot of us want to do. We want to control. We want to have every question answered. We want to have every what if addressed. And we simply cannot do that. If you don't believe me, watch the show Preppers, where they take these people that exaggerate this kind of doomsday thing that's going to happen. They make all these preparations and they analyze everything that they do. And one of the things that they find is they never fully prepare correctly. There's always something they forget. So you can stockpile all the food that you want. You're going to forget something. You're going to forget the toilet paper. You're going to forget the water. You're going to forget the batteries. There's something that you are going to forget. So don't waste your time or your money preparing on a material level. Forget about that because we have no idea what's going to happen. Only God knows. Instead, spend your time on spiritual preparation because that is actually something that you can prepare for. On a super basic level, one thing that you should do is remember the blessed candles for the 3 days of darkness. That's all that we sort of for sure know, but the rest of it is the same invitation that we have all the time. We need to be saints and saints now, and we need to kind of take from this one video something that I really, really learned. So this is from when the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to this Harvard professor. And in one of these dreams, and I talked about this in another video, he had this bearded man tell him, are you going to help people get ready for the second coming of Christ or not? And that's the question that we really need to answer. Not do we have a stockpile of food, not this, which at the end of the day are sort of, if you think about it, selfish, because it's all about you surviving, but it's what are you doing to help others be ready for Christ? That if we're in a state of grace, if we believe the Catholic faith, if we love Jesus, if we're receiving the sacraments, we're doing what we can. But what we need to do is bring others to believe. Take my example. I have this YouTube channel to help other people pray for the souls in purgatory more. I'm helping others get ready. What are you doing? That's how you can prepare for all this stuff that Garabandal talks about, for this and the chastisement and the illumination. How can you get ready? Help others find Jesus. Share your faith in Jesus. Talk to people. Pray for others. Do whatever you can and think to yourself, when that moment happens, what will I wish I had done? Right now, when you say these things, you think, oh, well, gosh, I don't want to go and evangelize because how embarrassing, I'm going to get in trouble, etc. But when you see that illumination, when you're in that moment, what are you going to wish you had done? That's what you need to do. That's how you can really be ready. Now, right now, I want to put a plug in for my wife's NFP, Uniquely Mary NFP. She is building this beautiful practice. She is an operating room nurse that wanted to go into this field to help other women be able to understand their cycles more so that they can have the children that God wants them to have. If you want more information, click down here below on her email, send her an email, and reach out to her. Okay, now back to the video. So my friends, the message is get ready. Let me make this suggestion to you. This next Lent will be the most important Lent of our lives. This is an opportunity. And you know what I have found? In that every Easter where I had a lame, lukewarm Lent, I hated that Easter. It was so depressing and sad for me because I knew that I wasn't ready. I knew that I didn't really do anything. So this is my invitation to you to not let that happen this year. To this year have such a difficult Lent and so many sacrifices and so many penances that you take that you arrive at Easter ready for the resurrection because you have crucified the flesh. Do that this Lent. This Lent, I promise you, will be significant in the world's history. Do not let it pass by being light or lukewarm or easy. Make it difficult. Increase the number of sacrifices you do every day. Increase the number of penances and fasting. Who cares about your health? Your spiritual health is what matters the most. So my friends, let's get ready for all these things that are coming. A lot of people are talking about this. Let's not give in to the anxiety, but instead prepare accordingly. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.